Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Douglas Pedersen?
Let's see.
And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 and over?
26 and up.
Okay, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Cement mason, bricklayer, plasterer, stone mason, mason helper or finisher, tile setter, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, PCC, restoration, marble mason,
bricklayer.
Refractory. Okay,
bricklayer.
Thank you. And on the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper or improver?
Journeyman.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Am I what?
Are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4, 5 to 12, 13 to 20, or 21 and over?
5 to 12.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Both the same.
About the same. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat that one.
Yeah. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was found primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
I'm not sure.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
More.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
And now switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling off
dust.
Dust or air. Okay,
or
but
yes.
Maybe I have a short list. Maybe, did you change your mind? Language problems,
nope.
Careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or other?
Dust.
Dust is the most important, okay? And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And we're almost done with the survey, by the way. Thank you so much for your time. And I have a short list. I have newspaper, the internet or social media, radio, local TV news, or cable news, or friends and neighbors. Which is the first one you rely on?
Radio.
Okay, the second one? newspaper, the internet, local TV.
Internet.
The internet. And after that, newspaper, friends and neighbors, local TV or cable?
Local TV.
And after that, newspaper, friends and neighbors or cable?
Cable.
And the last one, friends and neighbors?
Friends
or
and neighbors.
Okay. And the last one is newspaper. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
What was the first two again?
Jobs in the economy and healthcare.
Yes. Jobs in the economy.
Okay. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act or no?
I have heard. I have, yes.
And a lot, just some, or a little about it?
A lot.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. So would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Neither.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford? Okay. Much more with UAW or somewhat more?
A lot more, yep.
Okay. And now please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Healthcare? How would you rate him in healthcare? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Immigration?
Somewhat disapprove.
Support for labor unions?
Somewhat disapprove.
The economy?
Very much so disapprove.
And foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And now the last few questions. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve.
Strongly disapprove.
And are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, probably 50-50, or
yes,
do you think
certain
you will not? And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Oh.
If elections were held today.
Those are my only two choices again?
Yes. Just Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Yeah, probably Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Would you say excellent, good?
Just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I guess we'll go good on that one.
Okay, and now in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? You can say anything at all.
I would have to say better representation.
In what way? With the workers or better representation with...
I would say, like, when they come to, when they're deciding how much raise and whatnot, when they're negotiating, and their negotiating skills need to improve, absolutely.
I'm sorry, better internet what? Negotiations, right?
Their negotiations need improvement.
Hey, just give me 1 second. I'm documenting your answer. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In a few words.
Enrolling more people in their program. And getting ready for the next negotiations.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, text, union meetings, mail, or email?
Text.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Couple times a year.
And now, the last two questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
Independent.
And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
I suppose Democrat.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell us what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Doug.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bye.